east on the edge of Silver, was traveling with the Sutton River over the Wheatbury Bridge. So he said that they got stuck. So he said that whatever, came to make peace out there, whatever. He said, I took Abba, when our Blondina went to do the Arcadia, he couldn't go fast. Yeah, that would be Elder River.
There's no priest out there.
Yeah. I'm sitting all right. I'm sitting all right. Huh?
Shh. Last week we started the Gemara Chof Hei Amid Aleph on the third line from the top. You better start again. Because we left off in the middle. Iboy Elohu, they have a Shaila. There is a Mishnah in Ksilbis and Daf Ein Beis Amid Aleph. And the Mishnah says that the rule is whenever a couple gets divorced, the husband has to pay ksuba, even if it's no one's fault. They fell in love and then they fell out of love. That's all. They're just not for each other. It's no one's fault. So the din is the husband has to pay ksuba, unless he can ascertain that the wife is responsible. The wife refuses to go to mikveh, or the wife refuses to cook food, or the wife is cursing the shviger, or the wife doesn't want to have any children, some major disruptive activity. So the Mishnah has a din.
More children. More children.
More children, okay. There's what to negotiate. And Shulchan Aruch says, the Gemara says that they have to fulfill, a husband has an obligation to fulfill Pirvei Revius. Pirvei Revius means a son and a daughter. More than that, in Chumash doesn't say. But there's a pasuk in Koheles, Babekas Razarecha Balaera Patanach Yadecha. The farmer should plant in the morning, he should plant in the evening, because he can never tell which peiros are going to grow well. So the Gemara says that not only refers to the farmer planting seed, it refers to having children when you're young, children when you're old, and having Talmidim when you're young, Talmidim when you're old. And look at Rabbi Akiva, you had thousands and thousands of Talmidim for so many years, and they all died. Between Pesach and Shavuos, and then he taught five or six Talmidim, and they transmitted the whole Torah Shabbat Pet to the next generation. He lost all the thousands, and then the five Talmidim he had later. So the Gemara says there's such a, it's not a Chiyav Ben HaTorah, it's not a Chiyav Ben Rabbanon. The Ramban is called in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Midas Chasidus, to have more than the basic minimum of a son and a daughter. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, since it's only considered a midas chasidus, if you're afraid it's going to cause some friction in the marriage, a friction with the, between the younger children and the older children, so you forego the midas chasidus. You know, so if the wife doesn't want to have more, nisht is nisht. But let's say if they didn't have a son and a daughter yet, unless they have already 20 sons and they don't have a daughter, and the husband wants to have a 21st child, try again. So that's maybe a little unreasonable. There's a normal amount of children that one can expect his wife to have. It's unreasonable not, she's not mechuyev to keep on having another child, within reason. So the Mishnah has one of the situations that it's considered that the wife is responsible for ruining the marriages, Averes Adas Yehudis or Averes Adas Moshe. Averes Adas Moshe means they got married, it was assumed they lived in a religious community, so the wife covers the hair, and she doesn't cover her hair at all. So that's called Averes Adas Moshe. Das Moshe means the Chumash, the Torah. So the Gemara presents it as if that's a real din deraisa, that the married woman has to cover hair. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Others interpret that it's not really a din deraisa, it's an asmachta in the pasuk. So the Gemara calls that Averes Adas Moshe. She violates either what it says in the Chumash or what is merumas in the Chumash. Then Averes Adas Yehudis means, even though she does cover her hair, but she doesn't cover sufficiently. So that's not a din d'oraisa, that's only a din d'rabbanan. So if when they got married, it was understood that she is going to cover her hair, and they lived in such a community, well, yes. And then all of a sudden, into the marriage, she decides she's going to stop covering her hair. So the husband has a right to divorce her without paying ksuba, because that's considered ruining the marriage. He wants to have a tznizdika wife who observes all the inyonim of the marriage.
Does that apply to like women wearing pants?
Right. If she lives in a community where it's understood that she's not going to wear pants, if they got married and they moved to such a community where all the, where a lot of the married women wear pants, so that was understood milchatchila that she's going to dress like that. But if they agreed in advance, if it's self-understood they're going to lead this kind of a life, and then she's in violation of tznius, a lot of times depends on the society where you live. So the Gemara has a shaila. What's the din? Averis al das, and the Mishnah says in Ksubas da fine bay, she loses the ksuba. If he wants to divorce her, he doesn't have to pay her the ksuba because she is considered at fault for ruining the marriage. So the shaila is, do you say one strike and you're out? She's averis al das, that's it. Or do you say no? He has to warn her in advance. He has to ask her a few times. Let's say I have a secretary, and the secretary isn't doing the work properly. So one strike and she's out. She doesn't do the work. So the din is you have to warn a few times. I don't like the way you type the letters. It's sloppy. You should mail it on time. You wait too long. You have to warn a few times. And then if the secretary doesn't shape up, so then you have a right to fire them. Unless let's say you have, the Gemara says, if you have a Rebbe who's not teaching the Talmidim well, so one strike and he's out because he's ruining the Talmidim. Or you have a doctor who doesn't treat the patients properly. He's causing the patients to get sick. So that's terrible. That's a disaster. If it's a pseudo delahodar, if you're ruining the patients, or you're ruining the body of the well-being of the patient, you're ruining the children, so then one strike and you're out. Kimusrim b'yayim din dami. It's considered as if we warned them already, and one strike and they're out. So the Gemara has the shaila over here. What's the din of Eres Alda? She loses the ksub. Is that only if you warn her in advance? Do you say tzvicha asro al afsidu ksuboso? Reina tzvicha asro. Mi amina, should I say kivna Eres Alda sila baya hasro? One strike and you're out and you lose the ksub. Oidulma no. Tiboyi hasro. You have to warn her in advance. The yi hadra bo, if she'll do tshuva and she'll shape up and dress tznizdik teheda bo, shay. It's not, the world doesn't come to an end because for 2 or 3 weeks she wasn't covering her hair. You tell her to shape up so she'll do tshuva so she doesn't lose the ksubas. So Gemara's going to try to prove it. This really belongs in Maseches Ksubas. It doesn't belong over here. But because they're going to bring rice from our Mishnayas and our Perek, that's why they have the Shaila here. So the Gemara says, Toshma, let's see from a Mishnah. Arusa v'shemeres yovam, that's our Mishnah. Arusa v'shamerit, that's our perik, begins with those words. Arusa v'shamerit yavim lo shosos v'lo notnuk s'ksube. Why? Because it says twice in the pasuk, ashatisti shetachas isha, or the other pasuk says, v'at kisatis tachas ishech. So tachas ishech means nisua, and tachas ishech means to the exclusion of an arusa. Arusa is an ashes ish sheloi bebeis habal. And the Shemer Siav Mezeched Mish Tachas Ishech. She's not even Mekudeshes, it's less. So the Mishnah says, Arusa v'Shemer Siavam, there's no din of my mamorim, lo shosos, but if they're Mezane, then they lose the Ksuba. V'lo notel Ksubos. So what's the case? What's the case? The woman is Arusa. Arusa means Kiddushin, they just didn't do the second half of the marriage ceremony as the Nisun. When you give it. Right.
She loses,
right. If she's Mizana during Shemeres Yavam, then she doesn't have the right to collect that because she made it right. She made it impossible to live with the Yavam.
Right.
So he's not Mukhayev to pay. She loses at the Ksuba. So what's the case talking about Shemeres Arusa of Shemeres Yavam? It was Kini Lovin Istra, the husband, he only gave her rings to Hariat Mekudeshesli, and that's Kiddushin. And he didn't do the seven brachas that you say after the Kriyas HaKsil, but that does the Nisun. Standing under the canopy and saying the brachas, that's the Nisun. Giving the ring, that's Erisin. Erisin is Kiddushin, same thing. So the case is, the man had Erisin Bismana Talmud, Bismana Gemara. They would do Erisin, then they would wait a year or a half a year, until they would get a job and rent an apartment or buy a house or whatever, and then they would go through with the nisun. So if the couple was married, they had erisin and not living together, but the husband is choshed that his wife is having an affair with someone else, so kinela v'nistra, he warns her, al tistri mishplani, she doesn't listen, she's misyachedis with him, she has stira with him. So it says, despite the fact that you had kinu yastira, you don't drink my mamarim, but there is an inyan of kinestira. So what's the significance of kinestira? So the Gemara makes the diuk mishtuhu de loshasya. The pasuk is excluding tachas ishech, tachas isha, is excluding that she doesn't drink the mayim amarim. Ha kinuye mikani lo, but he does the kinu and she does the stira, and it accomplishes a certain stage. So what does it accomplish? What do you need the kinestira for? What is the kinu about lamai? What is the significance? What's the relevance of having kinui ustira? Laav probably laav siduk zubasa. So don't you see from the Mishnah that even though the woman is misyachedis with someone, she's an eshes ish, and she's violating yichud. Forget about whether the husband wants her or doesn't want her. The woman is in violation of yichud. She's going privately into a room with someone else. So that's averis aldas. Averis aldas is only when the woman doesn't cover her hair. And she violates yichud is also averis aldas. Also a violation of one of the laws of tznius of the marriage. So the Mishnah seems to imply that there's a significance, there's a relevance in doing kinu yastira for an arusa. What's the relevance? She's not going to drink my mamarim. So the answer is laav laav siduk subasa. You see that in order to be mafsidik subi, you have to have kinu yastira. Stam, you don't say one strike and she's out. She already did stira, so she loses the ksub. Amar Abaye zok de Gemara, no, maybe this relevance of having kinu yastira is la oisra love. The din is that ein oisra mala yichud. If a woman, if a married woman violates yichud, you don't say it's a sofik zinsa and she's asura la baila. Ein oisra mala yichud. Unless it was preceded with kinui. If you have kinui yastira, then she becomes asura baila. So that's the relevance. If there was kinui yastira for an arusa, or kinui yastira for a shemeres yavam, not that it's relevant to be mafsid her the ksuba, maybe she would lose the ksuba even without the kinui, because she's averis avdas yehudis. Maybe the kinui yastira is relevant to asura baila.
According to the Baal HaTanya, that is different. Between
Kini
and Stira, she didn't have to violate anything. She wasn't over
on
anything, and he had it in his mind.
That's a very strong kasha. I don't know. He's asking kasha. The Baal HaTanya pointed out that it's possible to have Kini and Stira, and she didn't violate Yichud at all. Let's say he's chayshish, she's having an affair with her father. And she says, you're crazy, and there's no issa Yichud with my father. The mother passed away, and she goes to visit her father all the time. So she says, the husband is a mishugana, that is chayshish big sherim. He's not having an affair with her father, and she comes to help him out. So that would be kinu yastira. It would ask her, and she's not in violation of anything. So he's asking a very strong kasha. How did the Gemara see from the fact that there's kinu yastira that by definition she's averis al das, not averis on anything? She's just averis on the husband hasroa, but that's not called averis al das. She's not in violation of the laws of yichud. I don't know.
She can kind of let me drink the mayim and let me prove my innocence.
Yeah, but Arusa v'shemeres yavam, so that's what the Mishnah learns after the Pesukim, you can't let her drink my mamarim. So she knows in advance that Arusa v'shemeres yavam has no way out. If she'll violate stira after the kinui, then she'll be asura b'aloi lomis. We won't give her the my mamarim. Usually when a woman is married and she violates kinui by doing stira, so she didn't cause an absolute iser al b'alo. She can drink the my mamarim. So I say, when she did the stira, she didn't ruin the marriage. But by an arusa v'shemeres yavam, that she's eino shoso, we won't give her a drink. So the fact that she did the stira, that means that she made the yisur l'bal. She made life impossible with her husband. So the Gemara first thought, my lav, lav siduk zibah. So you have a right from the Mishnah that in order to be mafsid the woman for aderes adas yehudis, you have to have hasro. He asked, how do you see? Maybe she didn't violate Das Yudas at all. She's having stira with her father.
So that's the case of the Mishnah limited only to that case. It's not from the Mishnah, it refers to a conventional case.
Okay. Maybe that's a good answer. It goes on a normal case. That's a rare case. Okay.
It could be in that Mitzvah, so it would be right.
Uh-huh.
If there is Kinyan Stira, would that break the Zika, the Yavama? It would only break the Zika to that particular brother if there's another brother that's still...
I think it'll last it to all the brothers.
All
I think so. If the Shemeres Yavam is in so, the Mishnah is assuming that's a question that we pass on like that. Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa, does she become Asura ala Yavam or not? A real Ashes is Shezinsa is Asura ala Yavam. Here it's only Shemeres Yavam. So the Gemara quotes Rav Hamnuna says like that. And Amoira says Shemeres Yavam Shezinsa is Asura ala Yavam. Then the Gemara says, the Babli says, we don't paskan like Rav Hamnuna. It's an often a Mishnah. So they say the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Chavi Lavin has certain dinim in common with the Chavi Krisis. According to Rabbi Akiva, Chavi Lavin is the Chavi Krisis, so Shemeres Yavam is only an Issa Lav. It's not an Issa Kor, it's not an Issa Misa. Let's see, Esha Sameis Achutza Lizar. That's the question.
Piyasa, there's no Piyas Nisa. So how would he learn it? There's Zeras like
Zerasus. Yeah, but the Issa is usually...
She wouldn't be Chayv Nisa, so how she Chayv Nisa? She'll die with my...
But the Issa is such, yeah. But
they paid it well, that's...
Yeah, the Ishus is such that if she would have been Mizana with a Jew, there would have been a Chiyav Nisa. Mizana with a guy, so at least the Ishus is a full Ishus. Here by the Shemeres Yavin, the Ishus is not strong enough to make an Issa Misa. So the Bavli says we reject Rav Hamnuna. We pass on Shemeres Yavin Shazinsa Muteris Liyavim. And Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi. Taisus in Saita quotes a lot, much more heavily, quoting Yerushalmis than another Masichtas. They quote every daf, they keep on quoting Yerushalmis. So the Yerushalmi says, we do accept Rav Hamnuna. And Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that Yerushalmi. So that's what the...
So she would be Materis Leyavim, but she wouldn't get the Ksuba anyway.
No, she's Materis Leyavim, then she would get the Ksuba. The Rambam is a pellet. No, the Mishnah says, Shemeres Yavim Shezinsa does become Asura, and therefore there would be a din of Kino Yestira, but she can't drink the Maim Amorim because she's not Tachas Ishech. It's not Tachas. Like Arusa is not Tachas Ishech. So the Mishnah says, Arusa v'shemeres yavam, the Kino Yestira is relevant, but not Lishtia. So what is it relevant for? So the Gemara said, my La probably left Siduk Zabasa. Gemara says, no, the Osra. The Osra la Baal, the Osra la Boil. Yeah. Osra la. Rapapa says, I got a simpler answer. There is a significance to having kinu yestira. Let's say the couple had erisin, and during erisin, the husband is not living with his wife, but he's chayshed her business. So he's mekanila, he says, altistri mishploini, I'm suspicious, I think there's something improper going on. She says she's innocent, she didn't do anything wrong. Then she violates the instructions of the husband, she violates stira. So then, true, you cannot give him my mamorim now, but then if he's going to have nisuin later with her, and then he wants to bring her to the Beis HaMikdash to drink, so then the Gemara says, lahashkosa kishina sur. The kini yestira during erisin is relevant lahashkosa, not lahashkosa now, because he need tachas ishech, lahashkosa later on, kidetanya. As it says in the Brayse of Eferish, emekaram larusa lahashkosa kishia rusa. If you do kinui now, during erisin, she can't drink my mamarim now because it's a lack of tachas ishech. Avol this year mikanim larusa lashkosa kishin nisua. Later on, after nisuin, it will be able to be mashker. So bikitza, the Gemara still has the suffix. If a woman, a married woman, violates das Yehudas or das Moshe, she violates one of the laws of tznius, one of the important laws of tznius. She doesn't cover her hair, she doesn't dress properly in public, and so on. So the Mishnah says in Ksubas Dafayim Beis that she loses the Ksuba. Is this only if the husband warned her a few times and she still doesn't shape up? Or even if he never warned her? One strike and she's out and she loses the Ksuba. The Gemara is not sure. First, the Gemara thought is a raif in the Mishnah. The Gemara is matched. There's no raif in the Mishnah. He can't prove. Amar Rabba Tashma. Let's prove from another line in the same Mishnah. In the opening Mishnah, in our parak, Tashma. The Mishnah said that there's no din of my mamorim, if the marriage is a forbidden marriage. So we had a machlekes Rashi and the Rambam, what's wrong if it's a forbidden marriage? So Rashi said on the top of Chav Dalem and Aleph, Rashi quotes a Sifrei, that it's only tachas ishech if the marriage is a permissible marriage. A prohibited marriage, so there's no din of my mamorim. The Rambam had a different twist. The Rambam said, v'niku ish miyovim mizman shabal menuka miyovim. If the husband is living with his wife Ba'avera, he's a kohen married to a grusha kohen, got married to a mana, he's married to a mamzeres, whatever. If whenever he's married, Bisa, so the husband is Eina Menuka Meyoven. He violated an Issa Bia by living with the wife. Whatever the reason is, the din they all agree. Rashi and the Rambam all agree. The din in the Mishnah, whenever they're married Ba'avera, so there's no Hashkoa Sasaita. So the Mishnah Toshma, the Mishnah says, Amana Lekohen Gadol. Grusha machalutza the kain head yet mamzeres and isin al Yisrael vasisala mamzer lanasin. Whenever there is a prohibited marriage, whether prohibited minatayra or prohibited mederabon, chalutza the kain is only asura mederabon. Grusha is an isa deraisa, chalutza is mederabon. Nesinim is a big machlekes Rashi and Tosim. Nesinim are the zayin umish and izgayru. We discussed when we learned the Mishnah. So nesinim is a machlekes Rashi and Tosis, whether it's an isa deraisa and isa derabon. So whatever it is, it says in the Mishnah lo shosos. She doesn't drink the Maim Amor. So the Gemara makes the same diuk on the Mishnah as we made before. There is a din of kina estir, but not benegir to hashkoh. So what's the significance? What's the relevance of the kina estira? So you're going to tell me, oh, kina estira is relevant to asahar labayla. She's asahar labayla anyway because it's a grusha lekoyin. It's a mazeres. Mamzeres, Lisa, they have to get divorced anyway. So what's the relevance of the kina estira? Zagma mishtahu deloshasya. The kina estira cannot lead up to hashkoas hasoita, but it does have significance. Frek the gemara ulamai. What's the relevance of the kina estira? Eli yisran olav. If he's going to tell me, like he said before, kina estira is going to make rasura al baila hasoita who asira the kaiman. They were also from day number one. It was a forbidden marriage. Ela lab la sidung sabasim uz mazogin. The whole relevance of the kina estira is that if she'll do yichud after stira, then she loses. She'll do yichud after the kinui. He warned her. Then she loses the ksuba. Why doesn't she lose the ksuba? Because she's violating yichud. Yichud is das yehud, is das moshe. You're violating an isa deraisa of tzniyas of yichud. So you should say one strike and you're out. So the gemara wants to bring her out. It's not one strike and you're out. You try to work with them. You try to give her a couple of weeks, a couple of months, or whatever. You try to give asra. If she doesn't listen to asra, so then like a worker who doesn't shape up, so then you have a right to fire him. See, if the wife doesn't shape up, then if the wife is mizana tachas baila, so you don't play footsie with her. Mizana tachas baila, asra la baila. Not sure, she's not allowed to live with the husband. But if she violates, she doesn't cover her hair. Or she violates yichud, doesn't asra la baila. So then the Gemara has the Shaila. Do you say one strike and you're out, or do you try to work with them to try to get them to do tshuva? So the Gemara says, don't you see, Rabbi says, don't you see from this Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Toshmai, see from this Mishnah, that the kino yestira is relevant, lav sidung subasa, that you do need hasra. Even though Averus Avdas doesn't lose the ksuba right away, you have to be masr. And for the Gemara, not necessarily a raya. Amar Rav Yudah midiskarta loy. Maybe the relevance is la oisra la boil kibal. You're right that the woman is asura baila anyway because it's a grusha lekoyin or mamzeres liyisroer or amana lekoyin gadol. She's asura la baila anyway. But if you have kinyan stira, then not only will she, it says v'nitma three times v'nitma 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 echel la bal echel la boil. So if you wouldn't have had the kinyan stira, she would have been, she's asura to the baila from day number one before she even married him. She's a grusha lekoyin or mamzeres liyisroer. But she only becomes asura to the bayal, to the man. We don't know if he's the bayal. The suspected, the husband is suspicious that she's having an affair with this man. La isra le bayal kibal disnan. The Mishnah says kishem when a woman violates kinyan estira kishem shasura la bal kach asura ala bo. So we don't have any raya yet. We can't tell from the Mishnah whether you need hasura la hafsidik subasa. Do you say one strike and she's out? She loses it right away. The ksuba say no. You try to work with her. And if she keeps on violating, then you can divorce her and not pay ksuba.
In these cases, is she entitled to a ksuba in the first place? Yeah?
Yeah. The Gemara says that she is entitled to ksuba. Yeah. There are cases where the husband marries shniyos. Shniyos la'arayos. See, over here, the children are going to be chalolim, or the children are going to be mamzerim in these cases. So then the Gemara says it's not her fault. Sometimes a girl will try to coax the boy to marry her. And sometimes it takes two to tango. They'll both decide. So if the girl knows that the children are going to be mamzerim, achalolim, anasinim, then that's how the Gemara's psychology is. The girl's not going to try to land this husband because she knows all the children will be psum. So it wasn't. We don't have to penalize her. We don't assume that it's her fault. She didn't twist his arm to marry him. If she's a shnias la'arayis, then we assume, and the children will not be mamzerim. So then we assume that it's her fault. She probably finagled him into marrying her. So then they penalize her that she doesn't get the ksuba. But in these kind of cases, she does get ksuba. The Rambam even writes surprisingly that the akain is married to a grusha. Had erisin and nisuin and the whole works. And the wife took a neder. Can the husband be made for the neder? The Gemara says the whole theory behind the husband having the right to be made for the neder is that the marriage should be solidified, that she's going to take a neder, binola binot, to ruin the marriage, or inu nefesh, that'll be terrible. So we allow the husband, we give the husband the right to be made for the neder in order that the marriage should be protected. So one would have thought if it's a prohibited marriage, you shouldn't have the right to be made for the neder. The Rambam says not so. The reason for hafaras nedarim is to improve the marriage, but it's a lo plug deraisa. The husband has the right, has the ability to be made for the neder, even if it's a forbidden marriage.
Can we say that this question whether she gets the ksuba or not is really a question of dine mamonos, which is subject to its own restrictions and limitations? You know that motzi mechaber or haraya, but who's the motzi? Is it the woman? Is it the man? Whose possession is it? If it is a question of dine mamonos.
Ksuba, that's the last line on Chof Hem and Aleph. We already learned it in Mishnah. It's a machlokes bisham and besil. Who's the muchzuk on the ksuba? The wife wants to get the husband has the money in his bank account. So we pass on like besil. The husband is the muchzuk. So whenever there's a suffix, the husband does not shell out the money. And bishamah, you're of the opinion fakir. We don't accept their opinion. Bishamah hold. Since the wife has Sheba Nechasim, other husband's property. So since Kolay Medligvis Kigavi Domi, so the wife is considered the Muchzah. So whenever there's a suffix, whether she's entitled to Ksuba, so it'll be a Machlekes Bisham and Bisilo. Who's called the Muchzah? Exactly your Shaila. Who's called the Muchzah? The husband or the wife? So we pass on like Bisil, the husband is the Muchzah. So whenever there's a suffix, she loses the Ksuba. So that's the Shaila. The Gemara is not sure. Averis Aldas. Do you say one strike and she's out, that's it? She loses the ksuba if he wants to divorce her. If he doesn't want to divorce her, nish. You're not mechuyev to divorce your wife because she's averis aldas. If you want to stay with her, fine. But and the whole topic of averis aldas, only geret givon, when they got married, it was understood that she is going to cover her hair, that she's not going to wear pants. If they got married and they moved into such a neighborhood where a lot of people don't wear pants, a lot of people don't cover the hair, so can't call her averis aldas. It was understood that that's the kind of a marriage that they're going to have. We're talking, if it was understood in the beginning, she's going to cover her hair and so on, and then later on she doesn't live up to it. So that's the Gemara Zibaya, whether you say one strike and she's out, or you work with her.
But don't you say the divorce like a dera, that even with such a simple thing of burning the food, you give a divorce her?
That's a different discussion. That's the last Mishnah in the Masechta Gittin discussed what grounds for divorce. So one opinion in the Mishnah, Beishamer of the opinion, it's only grounds for divorce if Matzah Bo Erva's Dover. If Lem Matzah Erva's Dover, it's improper to divorce. If you give her a get, she's divorced. They both agree, or the husband gives a get Bal Korcho, she will be divorced. But Beishamer hold that it's not proper to divorce. And then Beis Hillel and Rabbi Akiva are more open-minded about it. And they say that it doesn't have to be Dafke Matzah Bo Erva's Dover. Even if he sees that another woman is better looking than her, the fact that he thinks that another woman is better, that means that there's something lacking in this marriage, so that's also sufficient grounds for divorce. Okay? He shouldn't be looking at other women. The fact that he's looking at another woman, he thinks the other woman is more attractive than his wife, Teichnish. So the marriage is on the rocks already, so he's allowed to give her a gift. So the Vaz blight with the Shaila, whether Tzvich Hasra and Tzvich Hasra. So the Gemara says on the fourth wide line, Amar Abchanina Misura Toshma. Have a raif in the Mishnah. From a different line in the same Mishnah, everything is all the same Mishnah. The Elu, the end of the Mishnah. Normally you talk about the husband being Mekana Lisha. The husband is suspicious that the wife is having an affair with someone else, and he warns her out history in Mishplein, and then she does the Kira. Then she does the Stira. Then she violates the Yichud. Toshma, the Mishnah ends off Elu in the following unusual cases, Shebez the Mekanab Lahem, a situation where the husband is not in a position to warn the wife, but if the Bezdin, the Rabbanim in the neighborhood think they have suspicion that the wife is having an affair with someone else, so they should be, it's a dinim zochen li adam shalad v'fonav, the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, the Bezdin should say the Hasroah to the wife. Bez the Mekanab Lahem, on behalf of the husband. Who is that? Mishin is Charish Baila, the husband became a Mittum Tam. A cherish means ein shemev, ein medabe. He's retarded. So retarded person. If he, in the first place, wouldn't get married. Here we're talking. He got married. He was normal, and then he became a mitum tam later on in the marriage. And he doesn't know what's going on. Doesn't understand what's going on. And the bezin thinks that the woman is having an affair with someone else. On the shtata, or became deranged. Same thing. Became retarded. Became deranged. Whatever. Oshay chavish bebeis aser. They put him away in jail for the last 5 years. And what's the wife going to do? Sit and twiddle her thumb? So the Bezna thinks that she's having an affair with someone else because there's no husband around. In such situations where the husband, where the bezin thinks that the woman is doing something improper, we should say zach le'adam shlei b'fanav. They should be masra her. And what's going to come out of it? They're going to give her hasra, and she's going to violate stira, and then she's going to drink the maim amarim. The husband is in jail. The husband is not all there. He's not 100% there. He's a mitum tam. The Mishnah ends off. The bezin cannot be mashka her because the husband is not going to show up. The Mishnah says the whole relevance of the bezin mikanim al yaday is lefaislam miksubasa. What do you mean lefaislam miksubasa? But if she's having yichud with someone else, so shine. Averis al das, one strike and you're out. So you see from the Mishnah, you don't say one strike and you're out. See, even though she's averis al das, she's still entitled to the ksub until they give a hasra. I don't know. Why not say Lesra al Bob? The husband.
The Mishnah says the false mitzvah. Maybe it's Rav Lavis. La Asa from Truma, La Asa the Baal Boil. The same two roots we gave before.
Yeah. But here it says beferish lefaislam miksubasa.
But it also said lo no lo suksubasa by rusa v'shomeris yaki. Lo no lo suksubasa. The highlight was they don't get the ksuba. But then we interpret it that it's also osa al bal.
No, what's the relevance?
The Mishnah said that. Rusa v'shomeris yaki lo shosu lo no lo suksuba.
Yeah.
And yet we expand upon it. We say it's lo osa al balayim or lo osa al bal.
Yeah. But here it says the relevance is lefaislam miksubasa.
That's the Rashi table. It's also the Baal Boil and Truma. It's also, we could say that maybe they give it because there's a more serious thing here.
I don't know.
There's three things she becomes also to.
That's also true. The other things are also true, but this is.
That's the reason why we give the Hashra.
No, but this is also true.
It's just the Ksuba and the Kima as well. But if it's three things, also the Baal, the Boil, and also the Truma, maybe then we give the Hashra in such a case.
That's also true. All those are also true, but the Mishnah is also true. The Mishnah says l'faslam b'ksavasa, to be mafsid iksub, you have to have the kina esteem. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara thinks that that's zog the Gemara faslam b'ksavasa shmamina shmamina boy hasra shmamina. That's a conclusive raya. Who Rav Chanina Misura brought the conclusive raya from the last part of the Mishnah that even averes avdas still tzrich hasra. So how come the other Amoraim didn't realize that? They said Toshma from the first line, they said Toshma, Rabbi said Toshma from the second line, and we schlagged up all the other rites. Why didn't they all get to the punchline? It says Mefurish Lefaislam Miksubasa. Why didn't the others realize that this is a Rai Shein Aleo Tshuva? Fregma, we cool my time of the Yame Meho. The other previous Amoraim, why didn't they quote this line in the Mishnah? That's absolutely conclusive. Zog the Gemara, not necessarily. Vilma shiny hosom. The leisla emes of the baal klal. Maybe it's different. The aneshus ish is not allowed to have yichud. That's a din in the Torah. We usually assume yichud aneshus ish is in isa deraisa. Some say yichud is only midirabbanan. The Gemara says it's deraisa, means it's an asmachta. Whatever. Aneshus ish violates yichud. It's an isa, a serious isa. The question is, How bad is it as far as averis al das? Absolutely a violation of the tznias, and the nation is going to have yichud. So if her husband is not all there, the husband is a cheresh or a shaita, or the husband is away in prison, so the Gemara says, leis le'emes ad debal klal. So in such a case, maybe here you have to have hasra, lafsiduk zubasa. Because there's no husband around, so she's not afraid at all. Masheni Kane, if the husband is around and she's violating yichud, that's a bigger chutzpah. The husband is healthy, and the woman is violating yichud. Maybe then you say one strike and she's out. So the Gemara says it's not 100% conclusive. The raya, the Rav Chanina Misur brought from the Mishnah, the other Amoraim are not so convinced that it's such a good raya, because maybe here it's less chutzpah. But in a normal case of averis al das, maybe you would say one strike and you're out. But Gemara leaves it like that. The maskonas advarim is that lahafsiduk zibasa tzricha hasra. We assume like Rav Chanina and Misur.
Why isn't it strong enough before it's not talking about this. Why is that considered also a good
dichud
to knock it out?
I don't know. It is a good dichud. It is. The Gemara says the other two amoraim hold that it is a good dichud. But he has the last word. Rav Chanina Misura has the last word. So we leave it like that. That's the din. That lafsiduk zibasa, you do need hasra. Well, the Gemara have a new shayla. The couple got married and it was understood she's not going to wear pants, not going to walk around in shorts. She's going to cover her hair. And then they're married for 5-10 years, and all of a sudden she's becomes a prutza. So what's the din of Eres al Das? So the Mishnah says in Ksubas Daf Ayin Beis, if the husband wants to divorce her, he doesn't have to pay Ksubas. What if he does want to divorce her? He loves his wife. They have already a few children. He loves his wife. He wants to remain with the wife. He wants to stick it out in the hope that someday she's going to dress properly. So the Gemara has the Shaila, Eres al Das, Verotza Habal, Lekaima, Mekaima, Oena Mekaima. Is he mechuyev to divorce his wife? Because she's in violation of the tznius, or no nishmachuyev, rotzel lekaima mekaima. Me arminu should I say pay the debal tala rachmana? If he wants to divorce her, then he doesn't have to pay ksuba. For halai kapit, if he's not makpid, isn't it? Or duma, maybe I should say since kaven the kapit, since most religious normal people would be makpid, so even though this husband is not makpid, maybe the halacha requires that he's supposed to divorce his wife, even though he still loves her, and he would prefer to stay with her.
Is Tama de Kor?
Tama de Kor? No. Tama de Kor is when you have a mitzvah in the Chumash, here there's no mitzvah in the Torah. Here's the thing, you're supposed to cover your hair. You're not supposed to walk around in shorts. A married woman shouldn't walk around in shorts in the street. No, the Mishnah in Ksubah says, the whole Ksubah is only the Rabbon. We assume Ksubahs love their rice. Whether the institution of paying ksuba is the rice of the rabbon, because it says in Chumash that oynus amefata pays chamishim shekel kesef kesef yishkol kimohar habesulos. You have to pay 50 shkolim, that's 200 zuz, for oynus amefata. That's the amount of money that a normal besula would collect bisman matan Torah. The minhag olam was that a besula would get the ksuba of masayim zuz. So if the man is ma'anus and mafata, a single girl, so she's never going to get the ksuba masayim zuz. Because by the time he was ma'anus her and mafata her, so now she's no longer a psula. So because he made it impossible for her to get collect the ksuba, to ever get a marriage with a ksuba, a normal marriage with a normal ksuba, so kesev yisko kemor ha-psula. So it's a machlekes ha-tanaim. The fact that the Chumash has a din of chamishim shekel kesev based on kesev yishkol kemohar ha-psulas, does that mean that the chiyuv to pay ksuba is the raisa? Whenever a couple gets married and get divorced, the husband has to pay minat Torah chamishim shekel kesef. That's the ikar ksuba. But he's saying no, that was a minig bisman batan Torah, and the Torah says that's why you have to pay chamishim shekel kesef by yonis amefata. But the ikar ksuba itself is not a real din. Yonis amefata is a din based on the minig, but the minig is not necessarily a real din. So that's what most of the rishonim paskin that ksuba love their raisa. The fact that when the husband divorces his wife, or the husband dies, the wife is entitled to collect the 50 shkolim. That's we assume it's only a takana de rabbanon. It's not a din de raisa. We write neksuba, Ashkenazim write neksuba, the chazi lichem midi araisa, the amount of money that you're entitled to midi araisa. So Tosis quotes one bala Tosis, he see mefurish from the text of our ksuba, that we hold that ksuba is de raisa. As I say, the chazi lichem midi araisa. So the Rosh explains it away, and the Rosh is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Oh, that's another. The Poskim discussed that. Bismana said the practice is the husband gives his wife a ksuba and he makes a Kabbalah's Kinyan. The rabbi makes a Kabbalah's Kinyan, and the Adam sign on the ksuba that the husband made a Kinyan. But one of the said, he just created a din deraisa. So the Poskim say, no, the husband is only Mishabin himself to observe the Takanas Chachamim. The Takaras Chalim is you had to pay Ksuba de Rabbanon. So just because he makes a shtar, just because he makes a Kabbalah's Kinyan, doesn't make it a higher level than it's supposed to be. The Chachamim made a Takana de Rabbanon, remains a Takana de Rabbanon, despite the fact that you made a Kinyan Suda and despite the fact that you gave her a shtar. Normally a person can create a Hischaivus, in Jewish law, you can create a Hischaivus just out of the clear blue sky. In Goyisha law, there is no such thing, I think. That's what I was told. Let's say I didn't borrow any money and I didn't buy any merchandise and I didn't crash into your automobile. I just say out of the clear blue sky, I want to obligate myself to give you $100,000. So in secular law, I was told there is no such concept. It's not binding. In the Jewish law, there is a way to do it. If you give me a handkerchief and I say by my accepting handkerchief, I accept upon myself an obligation to give you $1,000,000, that clinches it. I'm chayiv to give. Or if I write a shtar, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000,000, which I'm not obligated. If in the past, I hear I've created an obligation, I give you the shtar.
How about the places where they didn't write ksuba? How's the obligation work there?
So the obligation is a takanas chachamim. That's what we assume. Yeah. So they hear the poskim madan, the shulchan aruch, the adan, and even if he did give a shtar, and even if he did make a kabbalah skinyan, And a shtar alone, or a kinyan alone, a kinyan suda, could have created a real shiva deraisa. He didn't mean that. He just meant to be mechazek the din derabbanon. He's mechuyev in the din derabbanon. It doesn't become deraisa. So that's the question. So why did we write in the ksuba dechazi lichem deraisa? That's what the Shulchan Aruch, the Rama, and Eben Ezra quotes the Rosh in Ksubis. The Rosh in Ksubis explains. The Gemara says they used to have two monetary systems running side by side. Like American money and Canadian money, you have single dollars, you have $5 bills, $10 bills, $20 bills, $100 bills, and so on. So the Canadian dollar and American dollar are not always the same. Sometimes the Canadian dollar is stronger, sometimes the American dollar is stronger. So in the days of the Tanoim in Eretz Yisrael, they used to have two concurrent monetary systems. Each one had pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters and dollars and $5 bills and so on. One was called Kesef Tzuri, one was called Kesef Medina. So every coin in the Kesef Tzuri system was worth 8 times the value of the same coin in the Kesef Medina. The penny in Kesef Tzuri was worth 8 pennies in Kesef Medina. And the nickel in the Kesef Tzuri was worth 8 nickels. And the dollar was worth $8. So the Gemara says, whenever there's a din that you have to pay X amount of money, which monetary system are you talking about? You have to pay the Kesef Tzuri, which is way more, or the Kesef Medina. So the Gemara says, Kol Kesef Hama Batoira, whenever it's a din of Chumash, that you have to, if the Shor HaMuad kills an Eved Knaina, you have to pay Shloshim Shkolim. And Oynes the Mefat has to pay Chamishim Shkolim. And every year you have to give Machzal Shekel. So whenever there's a din in the Chumash, how much money you have to give? And Moitz Hashemer has to pay Meir Shekel. So whenever there's a din in the Chumash, Kesef Hamamator, that's Kesef Tzuri, the highest standard. But Shel Divrehem, whenever the Tanoi made up a din, there's a penalty, Medirabbanan, you got to pay this, you got to pay that. So that's Kesef Medina money. So the Rosh explains, we write in the Ksuba, I owe my wife 200 zuz, the Chazilichem Medaraisa. The Ksuba is only the Rabbanan, but it's based on the Pasuk and Chumash. So you have to pay Kesef Tzuri money. You have to pay 50 shkolim Kesef Tzuri, not Kesef Medina. That's if it's a besula. That's if he married a besula. If you marry an almana, then the whole ksuba is only midirabbanon. The whole ksuba is only midirabbanon, and you only pay 100 shekel. You don't have to pay 200 shekel. The 100 shekel, since the whole thing is only midirabbanon, so it's Kesef Medina money. So it's not that a besula gets twice as much money as an almana. She gets 16 times as much money. Because the denominations, the coins are 1/8 the amount, and it's 1/2. Half the amount is 100 instead of 200, and each coin is only 1/8 the value. So a besula, if a besula gets divorced, she collects 16 times as much. You usually never get that impression from the Mishnah. Mishnah sounds like the besula gets 200 zuz, and the almana gets 100 zuz. Sounds like it's twice as much. So the Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rosh, and Ksuba says, no, it's 16 times as much, because each matbeya is bigger. So that's the official explanation why we write an Aksuba, the Chazilichim Midiraisa. It doesn't mean that the girl is entitled to the Ksuba Minator, Ksuba is only Midirabbanan, but it means the coins, she's entitled to coins, according to biblical Chiyuve Mamun. There's a Rebbe Nishiv, Rabbi Ben Chaim, so he's a Sfardi. So he always encourages the other rabbis, I'll give you ksubas for nothing. He wants to give us matonis. It leaves that chazilich mederaisa. It just says the chazilichi. Doesn't say mederaisa, doesn't say mederabban. So he always encourages us, we should use his ksubas, exactly the same text as ours, just leaves out one word, the chazilich mederaisa. Because they don't like this pshat love of the Rosh. But that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes, this explanation, what the Rosh said.
What's the case here that he wants to continue to marry her,
that's the question. Yeah, he married a girl on the understanding she's not going to walk around in shorts in public. Then all of a sudden, if he married a girl and they're moving to such a community, everybody walks around, all the married women walk around half undressed, okay, so there's no Shiloh, what, we tell him to divorce his wife. He married her Al-Manaske. But if he married a girl, they were both from and they made up in advance, they're going to dress properly, and then halfway through the marriage, a couple of years into the marriage, she starts violating the laws of Tzniyah. So the Gemara has a Shaila. Do we insist the husband should divorce his wife? Or you say, no, let him make his own decision.
How can we force him?
We can force him or beat him up if he doesn't want to give his wife again. Sometimes we force him. The maskana is that it's up to the husband. If he doesn't want, he doesn't divorce his wife. You don't force a husband.
Do we have a right to force the woman to do the correct thing?
do we have a right to force the woman to do the correct thing? The Gemara says that you kaifan ala mitzvahs. If you have a religious society where everybody's eating matzah on Pesach night, and one shaykh does want to eat matzah, so we beat him up, makino so ad until he eats the matzah, or achin teitzei nafsho. One or the other, we give him a choice. Either eat the matzah, we're going to keep on beating him up. Achin teitzei nafsho, literally, the Shita Mukubetza says it does mean that. What are you going to, he's already half dead. What are you going to keep on whipping him? He's not in a position. He's already unconscious. So the Shita Mukubetza's comments when the Gemara says Matzah Sheni Yochel Sukkah Sheni Yosei, he does want to sit in Sukkah. Makanos Hachatetze Nafsha means till he becomes unconscious. Shita Mukubetza does mean Hachatetze Nafsha till he drops dead. Tzias Neshama means till he becomes unconscious and he has no more Bchira Chopshis. So then you have no right to beat him up anymore. But we usually translate agitates and option till he drops that. So if you have a religious society, and everyone will understand, everyone will appreciate why we're beating him up, because everybody in the city is eating matzah and he doesn't want to, then the din is that you're supposed to be koyf al mitzvahs. If you live in a society like we have today, there's so many Jews who are not observant. So what are we going to go around and beat up everybody who doesn't want to eat matzah? So they'll say we're a bunch of mishugoyim. So the Chazon Ish says, so you're not allowed to beat anybody up.
But we're beating him up to divorce his wife. That much we're doing.
We're pressuring him, you have to divorce your wife, yeah. So that's the Gemara Sabbath. The maskana is going to be, you don't force the husband to divorce his wife.
Well, now, why is the thrust that we do something to her to force her to do what you're supposed to do? Why are we only forcing him?
Maybe they thought this will work better. Instead of beating her up, we'll beat him up, that he better give his wife a get. He should threaten to give his wife a get if she doesn't shape up. So maybe that'll be a way to encourage her. Rather than beating her up to have her cover her hair, maybe we'll pressure the husband to threaten to give her a get. Maybe that'll work better.
I don't know.
Usually the husband has to give the get out of his own free will, and once in a while the Mishnah says we force the husband. If the husband is acting improperly by keeping his wife in aguna, then we have the right to pressure the husband. So the Gemara says, how is it good? It's not midaito. So the Gemara says it is midaito. The Gemara gives two explanations why. So the Rambam quotes one famous explanation in the Gemara, that a Jew really wants to do the mitzvahs. And since the din requires, and it's only a pseudo personality, it's not his true self, the man who doesn't want to give the get, the meshugan who doesn't want to give the get, that's a shtus on his part. The true personality really wants to give the get. So we pressure him, we beat him up till he agrees to give the get, we say, right ani, his real ani really wants it. That's the famous Rambam, Hilchos Gerushin quotes that from the Gemara. And that's a difficult Rambam, because all of the commentaries on the Rambam, so he shouldn't have quoted that explanation. We paskin, let's say you have a Rembrandt in your home. And I say, I'd like to have the Rembrandt. How much do you want for it? You say, it's not for sale. So I say, I'll give you $1 million. I say, it's not for sale. I'll give you $2 million, not for sale. So I hold up a gun and I say, I'm giving you $2 million and sell me the Rembrandt. So you say, okay, I'd rather have my life rather than have the Rembrandt. So the Gemara says, Toyu Vizavin, Zvinin Zvin. If I hold the gun and I say, give me the Rembrandt as a maton or I kill you, that's Toyuhu V'yohiv. If I threaten to kill you unless you give me a matana, and it's a big matana, valuable thing, so the Gemara says the matana is not valid. I'm a gazlan. But Toyuhu V'zavin, if I threaten to kill you unless you sell me the thing and I give you a reasonable amount of money, so that's a reasonable decision, because sometimes people are in need of money and they sell personal, private belongings. Even though the paintings in the house are not for sale, the people who need money, so they will begin to start selling. And say, here, the guy wants to live, so he made a decision. He will sell the Rembrandt.
Even if it's an unreasonable price, it's no,
$10. No, it has to be fairly reasonable. It has to correspond approximately to the true value. So then the Gemara says, what if we pressure the husband to divorce his wife? Because money is married to his wife, he's mechuyav to support her. He's mechuyav to give him a zaynus. Once he divorces her, so the wife washes all of his clothes, and she cooks all the meals for him, and he's mechuyav to give her mezainis and ksus in a home to live in. If we force the husband to give his wife a get, so he's no longer mechuyav to give her the mezainis and the ksus. So it's like a togiul bizavin. It's not an unreasonable thing. we force you to give your wife a get, and immediately you won't have to support her anymore. So the Gemara says, not that unreasonable. It's not like Toyu B'Yoyev. It's like Toyu B'Zavin. So we paskin, Toyu B'Zavin is called Das. So the way we paskin, there's no problem Bechlal. Why can Bezdin force a person to divorce his wife, let it be called Bal Karchoy? Under the circumstances, it's considered a reasonable decision. He'd rather live than die. Okay, so he'll give up the wife and he won't be mechuyev to give him a zaynus anymore. It's a zet tachazet. So that's what they all ask on the Rambam. The Gemara only gave that other explanation that the true self, deep in his heart, he really wants to give his wife a get because he wants to follow the wishes of the Chachamim. And it's not his true self who doesn't want to do it. When he says, right, Sane, that's the real truth coming out. So that whole explanation is only necessary if you disagree until you resolve it. But we paskin, the Rambam paskin told you it was, he didn't have to give this whole flowery explanation. So all the Nosei Kelim and the Rambam break their heads on that. Why did the Rambam need that whole famous explanation? But the din is that it's good. In certain cases, it's good. Today, you have all the cases where you have a couple is separated, the husband is not supporting the wife, and he doesn't give her a get. That's absolutely unreasonable. You're kaifa to give a get. The Mishnah has discussion, when are you kaifer to give a get, when are you not kaifer to give a get? So all the discussions in the Mishnah and all the Rishonim is, the couple is living together, and the husband is giving mezainis, and she's living in the house with him. And the wife says, I can't stand the husband, I want to give a get. I want a get, I don't like the husband. And he insists, no, he wants to stay. But at least they're living together, and he's supporting her. But today, all the cases are the couple is already separated, bank cover. The husband is not supporting the wife. So he's mamash arasha. So the din is, you can beat him up. The din is kofan also to give the get. All the cases today, they're all a case of kfiyah, the kofan get. So this is the Gemara's strange shayla. The Gemara had the suffix. The Baal doesn't want to get divorced. The Mishnah in Ksuba says that he has a right to divorce and not pay Ksuba. That's if he wants to divorce her. What if he doesn't want to divorce her? He'll suffer along with the wife who walks around in shorts in public. Do I say Mikhaim? Is he allowed to remain married? Do we pressure him to give it? Me, I'm reading, should I say, pay the Baal to the Rahmana? Hold a cup, but he doesn't want to divorce her. Nish does not, she don't divorce her. Dilma, keeping the cup, since normal people, normal religious Jews would be makbet on this, so maybe the halacha says the bezim should force the husband to be makbet. So, Gemara Toshma, let's try to prove it from the Mishnah. The same Mishnah, Be'elushib bezim mekanim lahem. The following cases, the Mishnah ended off that we say, Zachon li adam shalai b'fanav, the bezim should warn the wife. Because the husband is not in a position to bother. The husband is in prison, he doesn't know what's going on. The husband became nishtate, the husband became nischaresh, he's not all there. Misha, nischaresh by lodge, nishtate, shaychovish beis hasur. Zog the Gemara, vi'i amrit, and if you're going to tell me, ratza balakaimo, mekaimo, if the husband doesn't want to divorce her, he doesn't have to. Freg the Gemara, so why should Bezin be mekane le ishtoi? Why should Bezin warn her? To make a kinu yastira, to make it that she's asur al baila, abdi bezin miri de dilma la nichla la baal. Why should the bezin do that? Even if the wife is violating the din of yichud, but if the husband wants to remain with his wife, ein oisim ala yichud. The Gemara says a woman an eishes ish violates yichud is not considered a suffix zinsa. Only if you had kinu, then you had stira. But just because Eishesish violates Yichud, Ein Oisim Ala Yichud. That's how the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, if the husband doesn't have to divorce if he doesn't want to, so who says that we're doing an act of Zach Ladam Shalavim? Who says we're doing him a favor? Who says that that's in his best interest? Maybe he wouldn't want to divorce his wife. Maybe he would want to stick with his wife, even if she's violating Yichud all over the place. And for the Gemara, no, we assume Stam and the Milsa, Kibna, Veris Aldasi, Menach Nichalei. So that's a shaila in the Gemara. So we pass a mekayma. We pass a ratza balakayma mekayma. Even if the wife is in violation of Averis Aldas Yehudas, Averis Aldas Moshe, the wife decides she doesn't want to cover her hair anymore or whatever else. If she's mezana tachas baila, so the halacha she's asura baila. The husband can't be moichel on that. But if she's in violation of Averis Aldas Yehudas or Averis Aldas Moshe, a violation of dinim deraisa, dinim derabbanon, he's not mechuyev. That was the suffix in the Gemara. We paskin, he's not mechuyev to divorce. Now the Gemara has a new shayla. No, how shayla? Iboilahu. They quoted here because they're going to be poshut also from the Mishnah. They had a suffix. Baal shemachol akinui kinui machol or ena machol. If the wife violates yichud, so that's the Gemara. Ein oisir mala yichud. Yichud alone doesn't create a suffix zinsa, and he does not have to get divorced. Only if the yichud was preceded with a kinui. If you had kinui astira, then isha nesaras abad. Then it says v'nitma 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 echel lebal v'echel lebal v'echel letrumah. She becomes asura. So the Gemara has a suffix. What's the din? The baal was mekane l'ishta. He says I'm choshed your business al tistri mishploni. Then he realizes I'm going to be in big trouble. She's not going to listen to me. She's become asura. Then I have to go to the Beis HaMikdosh and it'll be Agantza Esik. So then he says, forget it, I take it back. A week later he says, I retract the kinui, forget it.
He says, Bifnei Edim
or something? It doesn't matter.
Does he have to verbalize it?
Yeah. So the Gemara has this suffix, Kinebal bi moichal an the kinui. The two ways to discuss Baal Shemocha kinui. Was he moichal an the kinui before she did stira? Or was he moichal an the kinui after she did stira? A big difference. So maybe if he's moichal on the kinui before she does stira, so osi dibur mevatel dibur wipes off the kinui. So then the stira alone does nasir. It's ein osi mala yichud. And maybe if he already had kinui ustira, and then he says I'm moichal on the kinui, then it's already fafa. She already became. So that's what we're going to paskin like that. That's going to be the maskana. But the Gemara initially does not distinguish, and the Gemara thought if you all the baal has the right to be moichal on the kinui, he can even be moichal on the kinui after the stira. She did kinui stira on the way to Yerushalayim to schlep it to drink the Mayim Amorim. The husband says, what do I need the whole headache for? I'm moichal on the kinui, and the stira does nasim. So the Gemara is assuming, according to the tzad, Baal shemochal al kinui, kinui yamochal, the Gemara is going to assume now that he can even be moichal after the stira. Mi amrinon, zog the Gemara, should I say, bikinu de baal tala rachmana, u baal homochal ele kinu yoy, the Balan did osi diber mevatel diber. He warned her, then he backs out from the hasra. So ois kinui and stir alone and ois amala yichud. Odilma, maybe I should say no. Kevin the kana la mekora. Since initially he warned her, gave a hasra. The motzei machala, he has no right to be machal. He did the kinui, and then it'll last. Zagdamar toshma. Let's bring a raif on the Mishnah. Beilah shebezdin mekanim lahen. The last line in the Mishnah, that Bezdin sometimes acts b'terezach and liyadim shalai b'fonim. That's what we learn out from the post. They assess the situation and they assume that this is in the best interest of the husband, that the wife should shape up. Bezdin thinks that the local Bezdin, the husband's not around, he's not all there, so the Bezdin should be master of the wife. Elisha Bezdin mekanim lahen mishin ischavish b'ayla mishin ishtata b'ayla v'chavish b'yis asur. V'iyamrit bal shemochal al kinuyay kinuyay mochal. And if he's going to tell me that if the husband gave a hasra to his wife, he can always retract it later. Does it make sense? When we do the hasra on behalf, the bezdin is acting on behalf of the husband. Husband doesn't know what's going on here. He's in prison or he's not all there. So the bezdin is doing the kinui on his behalf. So, does it make sense? Abdinan midi. Does it make sense for the bezdin to take a step to do something to osi bal mochale, that the husband later on can undo it? Rashi explains there's a consideration of zilusa de beidina. The Gemara has other sugyas about that. Sometimes we even, let's say, we gave a psak and dinim amanus, and then we realized that bezdin made a mistake because they had insufficient evidence. At the time they gave the psak, they didn't have all the evidence. So the Gemara says there's a din of hefker bezdin hefker. If they have a good cause, Bezdin has a right to be mafka people's money. Gemara has a discussion. If the Bezdin is going to keep on backing out like a yo-yo, they gave a psak, then they reverse the psak, then they reverse it back and forth, back and forth. So if it'll be as he loses the Beidina, so the Gemara says that may be sufficient cause to allow the Bezdin to say hefke Bezdin hefke. Or the Gemara has sometimes, let's say, Bezdin paskin on something lechumra. The man is a cholo. He's not allowed to duchen. He's not allowed to get the first aliyah. And then they realize there was insufficient evidence. They really shouldn't have passed on like that, but they're going to look like morons. Now they have new evidence. They're supposed to reverse the psak. So it'll be as he loses the beidina, so maybe we should leave the chumrah. Maybe we should leave him as a cholo. We shouldn't let him duchen.
That's not
mamonos. Isa lechumra. Lechumra. So the Gemara says, the chachamim have a right, yesh kach v'ar chachamim, the chachamim have a right to be machmir if there's a good reason. So yeah, maybe zilusa the beidina is a good reason. The Gemara has a hosuk of putting these two together. Hefke bezen hefke has to have a valid reason. So maybe zilusa the beidina is a sufficient cause. And to introduce a chumra, a gzeira mid the rabban, you have to have a good reason. So maybe zilusa the beidina is a sufficient cause. So here also, it doesn't make sense that bezen should step in and do an act of zachen liadam shalai b'fanav if the din is whenever. Let's say zachen liadam shalai b'fanav. If someone is not here tonight, I want to give him a gift. Have $100, I want to give him a gift. Not that I owe him money. I want to give him a ton. So I say, Plenty is not here tonight. I'll give you the money. You should be kind of for him. So that's Zachen Le'adam Shalei B'Fanav. I may change my mind. He's going to come next Tuesday. I may change my mind till next Tuesday. So if you'll pick up the maton on his behalf, that'll be it. I won't be able to change my mind. So what happens when he finds out about it, that you were kind of $100 bill for him? He says he doesn't want to be beholden to Shecht. He doesn't want any matonas. He doesn't want to be meshubet to me at all. So the Gemara says if the instinctive reaction, if the initial reaction when the person finds out that someone did a zechi on his behalf, if he's moichem et chila v'yatzov, he says, I don't want it, so then you break off the whole zachen l'adam shalai b'fan. So the same over here, the Gemara says. If the husband himself would have made the kinui, he would be able to back out. So Bezdin does the kinui on his behalf based on zachen l'adam shalai b'fan. He finds out later, he can also back out. If he himself would have made the kinui, he can back out. So if the Bezdin is going to do the kinui on his behalf, so he'll be able to back out. So the Gemara raises an issue. Does it make sense that Bezdin should take such a step to say zachen liadam shalai b'fanav if the husband later on may find out about it, he may back out from the whole thing as hashtikl zilusa de beidina? It's a zilusa de beidina. And for the Gemara, it's not going to happen. You don't have to worry about that. The Bezdin does. Let's say we have it in ger katam adbila moso adaz Bezdin. You have a couple can't have any children, so they adopt a non-Jewish child and they convert the child. So converting a non-Jewish infant is based on zachen liadam shalai b'fanav. The child never agreed to become Jewish. So we assume we're doing a taiva to the child. What if the child later on grows up and he reaches the age of 12, 13, and they tell him, we converted you because we thought that's in your best interest, and he says, you didn't do me any favor, I'd rather remain a goy. So the Gemara says, if when he finds out about it, he says, I don't want it, no thank you, it's not a favor, so he can undo the whole zachen liadam shalai b'fanav. So why does Bezdin get involved in the first place to do the ger kotam? Ad bilam osa adaz Bezdin. If the child made the b'mayicha later on, it should be as he loses the beit dina. The answer is, it's probably not going to happen. If he's brought up by an observant family, so mustam is not going to be b'mayicha. How often does it happen that a child whom we were megayer based on zachen liadam later on decides he doesn't want? So since most probably it's not going to happen, so you don't have to be worried about zilusa the beit din. So that's what the Gemara says over here also. Stam in the milsa, the maskam al das bez. Stam the husband is not going to be moicha later on. When the husband comes back from prison, stam is not going to be moicha. Stam he wants whatever the bezin thought was in his best interest, he's probably going to leave it like that. If he'll be moicha.
So
it's no raya. No raya. So there's no raya. So we don't know what the din is. So Gemara Toshma, I'll prove from a different Mishnah. The husband lives, the couple lives, let's say, in Kiryat Shmona, so they're going to take him hours and hours and hours till they're going to get to Yerushalayim. It takes hours by car. If you're going by wagon, it's going to take a few days. So it says, when the husband is traveling with his wife from Kiryat Shmona to Yerushalayim to have a drink to Maim Amarim, so let's say they sleep overnight in an inn. So there's an Issa, is there an Issa Yichud, is there not an Issa Yichud? He's married to his wife, but the wife is Asur Allah. If the wife is in need, there's no Issa Yichud when the wife didn't go to the mikveh. She'll go to mikveh tomorrow, next week, 2 weeks. She has a medical problem. It'll take her 2-3 weeks, take her a month. But she's going to go to the mikveh. So we have a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that Ishto Nida, there's no Issa Yichud. So the Shaila is here, what about Ishto Saita? The wife is a Saita Safek. They're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to drink to my mama. It may turn out that she's going to start changing colors. And she's going to drop dead. She's going to Asur Abayla. But probably turn out that she's a Tahira. Probably turn out that nothing is wrong. So the Mishnah had a machlokes hatanoim, whether there's an Issa Yichud or not. When the husband is on his way to Yerushalayim to have his wife drink to Maim Amorim, do you make a Kal V'Chomer? The Gemara quotes it later on the daf. It's from the first parak. They make a kal v'chamer from Mishnah neither that there's no isa yichud, or do you say no? Here there is an isa yichud. So the Mishnah says, Toshma Moshim lo shnei talmidei chachamim. You send along two talmidei chachamim with the husband and the wife. Shema yovo aleha baderech. In other words, there's an isa yichud. The Mishnah is assuming that there is an isa yichud in such a case. Why? Shema yovo. The nida. How long does it take? She's not going to be a nida forever. Take another week. That's yesh ledova sof. But over here, make tanata, she'll be a sura baila forever. She'll drink the bamamarm, and she'll turn color, she's going to die. So there is an isa yichud. So this Mishnah goes with the shita. You have to have shnei talmidei chacham. Shema yovo la bederech. Freg the gemara. But if you say v'yamid bashem machol akinuya kinuya machol, if you hold that the husband can be machol on the kinu even after stira, we paskin the husband can only be machol on the kinu if she didn't do stira yet. But once she already did kinu, you stira, then she already asura ba. Then it's too late to be machol. But the Gemara thought initially that Basha Machal Kinui, Kinui Machal should even apply after the Stira. So even if he's on his way to Yerushalayim, she already had Kinui Stira, is on the way to Yerushalayim, what's the problem? Why do you need the Tamir HaChachamim to take off the Issa Yichud? Having a simple solution. Zog, tell the husband, he should be Machal on the Kinui, and then she'll be Muteres. And that'll be the end of the whole story. He won't have to go to Yerushalayim, he won't have to drink the Mai Mamor. That's the Gemara's taina, the e amrit. And if you're going to say that sad, the Baal Shemocha Kinuya, Kinuya Mochel, the husband has a right to be Mochel, Lech Lele Kinuya, Velivo. Let him be Mochel on the Kinu, and he'll be Mutalov Alish, the Fartik. So why do you're so worried? You send two Tamir HaChacham, they should tell him, you're absolutely awesome. Why is absolutely awesome? Give him a solution. And for the Gemara, no, maybe that's what it means. You send along two Tamir HaChacham, and they should tell him how to do it. You change your mind, so be moichel on your kinu, and then you can be with your wife, and you won't have to give her the mayim amarim. And for the Gemara, maybe that's what it means in the Mishnah. Maishan tamin hachacham, the Gemiri, they know how to learn. The boy lemivol, if he really wants to be with his wife, amri le, they'll explain to him. Ach le kinuyach, be moichel on your kinu, even after the stira. And then a bola. So you can't tell from the Mishnah whether you send along the two tamin hachacham because they're absolutely an isa yichud and it's irreversible. Oh, no, they should teach him the secret. Let him be Meichel on his kinu, even after the stira, and then he'll be Mutar Lav Alish. So we can't tell what the din is. So Gemara Toshma, we have the following tradition. The Amar Rabbi Yoshia Shlosh Adorm Sachli Zira Me Anshe Yerushalayim. Zira is sometimes a person's name, and Zira sometimes Zira Dimin Chavraya. The Gemara says Aloshin. Zira Dimin Chavraya means the youngest of the whole group. If you have a whole group of people and one is considerably younger than the others, you call them Zira Dimin Chavrayim. So here, Rashi says, Zira was the man's name and he came from Yerushalayim. What does Rashi say over here? Zira Shehayo Me'anshe Yerushalayim. Zira was a person who came from Yerushalayim. If not, Rashi's telling you, you shouldn't translate the youngest of all the people who lived in Yerushalayim. That doesn't make sense. Rashi says Zira is a person's name, but name of a Talmid Chacham who came from Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yoshia is a Tana. He said, I heard from an earlier Tana, Zira, who lived in Yerushalayim, the following three dinim, Shlosh Dvarim. What are the three dinim about being Moichel? Baal Shem Moichel, Kinuyi, Kinuyi Moichel. The husband has a right to be Moichel on the Kinuyi, and then she won't become Asur Al-Bail. Zokamarmi, Shirotze, Bezen, Limchalai, Moichel, Loi. Zokamarmi means a Talmid Chacham, Shehigia, Lohi, Roa, who issues a public psak against the Bez Nagadol, so the Torah says that he's Chayiv Misa. So the whole Chayiv Misa is only because he's being disrespectful to the Sanhedrin, to the Bez Nagadol. But if they say, we don't need to give a death penalty.
Before the Gemara did.
Okay. Probably after the Gemara did. Then he's already
Torah. Too
late. There's a Gavrik Tila. Before the Gemara then, probably. So you had a tradition, the Bez Nagadol can be Moichel. The whole Chayiv Misa is only out of cover to the Bez Nagadol. The Rambam puts all the dinim in Hilchus Mamrim. He puts the dinim of Kibbut Aviyem in Hilchus Mamrim. You have to have respect for your parents. He puts the dinim of Zakah Mamrim in Hilchus Mamrim. And the third case, Ben Saramar, Shiratzav Yim Limchaloi, Mochonlo. Ben Saramar steals money from his parents and he buys meat and he drinks wine and he eats with a bunch of hoodlums and gangsters. So we assume he's going to develop to become a real juvenile delinquent. Someday he'll become a murderer and so on, a gangster. So we already kill him now. So the whole din of Bensorah Mora is also in Hilchus Mam. The whole din of Bensorah Mora, because he's disrespectful for the parents. So what if the parents are Moichel? So Ois Bensorah Mora. So this is what Rabbi Yoshia, the Tana says, I heard three dinim from Zeira from Yerushalayim. Kushabasi Eitzel Chaver Shebedarom, when he visited the other Talmid HaChamim in a different part of Eretz Yisrael, in the southern part, they said two of the three dinim we agree and the third one we don't agree. Al Shnaim Hodeli, while Zakamami Lo Hodeli. Zakamami, they said it cannot be. Why? Shelo Yabba Machlekes Be Yisrael. That's not right. There's Nagal should be Moichel on the covet. They should let everybody step on their heads. That's not right. That there's no gadol is not allowed to be moichel on the kovet, because they're just going to be inviting more machlokes. They have to have a final authority, should have the final say. They're not allowed to be moichel on the kovet. But our kol parim, the other two dinim, they all agree to. All the tanaim agree. Shma mino ba shem moichel al kinuya kinuya moichel. Shma mino. That's the raya. Let's see the next gemara. Next line. Because we hold the Baal can only be Moichalan is Kinui before Stira. But after Stira is no good. So on his way to Yerushalayim is ready after the Stira. So it's too late. So they have to have two Talmid HaChacham to take off the Issa Yichud. The two are to take off Yichud. Because we pass like the Tana, there is an Issa Yichud. Ishta Nira does no Issa Yichud because Yeshla pass Besalo. Another week or two, she's going to go to Mikveh. Even if it's taken a long time, she'll go to the mikveh and she'll ultimately be materis labayla. But over there by the soito, meitar not, she'll be asura. So there's no pas besala. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Pligibor, Ravacha, Ravina, the Amoraim had a machloikes. When can the husband be mochel on the kino? Only before the steer, even after. Chadam akoy, the mistira mochel, acha steer, ena mochel. It cannot be mochel on the kino after the steer. She already became Asura al Baila. But Chadam and the other Amara said no. Lachastira nami mochel. He can even be mochel after the steer. So the more, we don't accept that opinion. From the Stavra, makes more sense. Commandama ena mochel. Why? Imai, midikom hadri, rabbana le rabbi. You see, there was a machloikas hatanaim in the first perig. Is there an Issa Yichud by Yishtoi Soito on the way to Yerushalayim or not? The Tanya, we have a Braisa. Rabbi Yossi, I'm a Baila Neman Aleho. There's no Issa Yichud. We trust the husband that it's not going to be abolished. Why? Kalvachem me Nida. Ma Nida, she Bikores, Nida, such an Issa Chomer. Baila Neman Aleho. Why? Because Yeshla Pas Besala. He knows in another week or two. She's going to go to the mikveh, she'll be muteris. So sota, where there is no koris, she'i balav, it's only the worst it can possibly be, is a lav. It's not even a lav. The lav is only if she's a sota vadai. Sota sofik is only an iser essay. The Gemara says, v'nitma, v'nitma is an iser essay. So Rabbi Yossi has a kalvachomer. Madach iser chomer of nida, z'yesh lo pas besalo, so there's no iser yichud. The sota, where the worst it can be by a sota vadai, is a lav, like kol shikain, that there's no Issa Yichud, and we don't pass him like that. Om Ruloi, so the majority of the Chachamim disagreed with Rabbi Yossi, he said wrong. Loi, Em Amar to be Nida Shekein, Yesh Leheter. For sure, the woman is not going to be a Nida for the rest of her life. Nida 2 weeks, 3 weeks, how long is she going to be a Nida? Taima Besaita, Shein Leheter, it's not so clear that she's ever going to become a Teres Lebailah. She may die from the Mayim Amorim. So Agdi Gemara, now the argument, V'i Amrit, and if you're going to tell me, Lachastira, Mochelo, even after Stira, the Issa already set in, the husband can still be Mochel. So Mashkach Zal Deyesh Leheter. The boy Mochelo Le Kino Yeboil. The husband can be Mochel. The Kino, even after the Stira, should become Ois. The whole story will be undone. Shmamino, it's too late. Lach Stira and a Mochel Shmamino. That's how we passed it. The husband can only be Mochel on the Kino before the Stira. After she already did the Stira, it's too late. He can't be Mochel. Okay, Linetta, next week there's a short little gemara about the machlekes b'sham and b'sil, but they're famous tesis in here. So next week we have to spend a little time on the tesis and on chof hem and beis, a very famous tesis. This week is parshas Pora. Next week is parshas Pora. Any mistake?
No,
was already last week was parshas Pora. I'm half asleep. Was already Parshas Pora. So what is the... I was half asleep talking. So what is Pora Aduma all about? that a person is Tomei has the ability to become Tohar. So the Haftorah Parshas Paro uses the terminology, uses the expression of Tahara in the sense of Tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Zerak Talech Ma'am Tohar Mutar Tamikol Tumasech Mimikol Gilu Lechem HaTahar Eschem ונסעת לכם לב חדוש וברוך חדוש שאתם מכיר בכם הסירוס יש לב אבן מבשרכם ונסעת לכם לב בוסור. The whole Haftorah of Parshas Paro talks about Tshuva. The whole idea of Tahara from Tuma is a din. There's a din of Tuma, there's a din of Tahara, but it represents the idea that it's possible to do Tshuva. We have sometimes a Klicheris becomes Tomei, so it has no Tahara b'mikveh. Odom b'kelim usually have tarab and mikveh, except for klicheres. Klicheres is makabel tumah, and it has not tarab and mikveh. So there are psukim in Yirmiyah, where Yirmiyah Navi speaks about different people. Some people tshuva helps, and some people the tshuva doesn't help. And the Navi compares it. If he's like a klicheres, so just like tarab and mikveh doesn't help, so the tshuva doesn't help. If he's a hardcore Russia, why is there no tarab and mikveh for the klicheres? We consider the klicheres as if the tumah goes through and through. It permeates through and through the whole kli, and there's no way to shake off the tumah. So if a person is mamasha, rasha, merusha, we assume he's not shocked that he should do tshuva. A person is a rasha, he does averis, so he can shake off the averis, like if a kli became tumah, so he can shake off the tumah. He tevel the kli in the mikra. So in the Shemana Esrei, we have different brachas. Hashveinu avinu sarasecha v'kaveinu makena la'avadasecha achzireinu v'tshuva shleimu l'fanecha. So we say in the plural, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help everybody do tshuva, not just me. We ask everybody should be able to do tshuva. Then we say, they should all drop dead. Why drop dead? Why shouldn't we be mispallah that they should be chazer b'tshuva? So we had the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says that Reb Meir used to pray that the Rishoyim should drop dead. So his wife Ruria said, why do you pray that they should die? Why don't you pray they should be chazer b'tshuva? The pasuk says, "Yitam chatoim in hearts, chatoim v'loy chaitim." So, what does that mean? So, people usually translate "Yitam chatoim," the sins should disappear, but not the sinners. So, bemis, that's not the pasuk pshat in the Gemara. The Nesivus has a sefer. The Nesivus was a rov in a community, so he used to give drushes. So he wrote a whole sefer Nachlas Yankiv, a collection of all of his drushes. So, in that Gemara, he claims the pasuk pshat. Choyte means a person who does sins. Chato is a person, doesn't mean a sin. Chato is a person who's so mushrish in sin that he became a physical embodiment of sin. Like you say, Hitler, Stalin. You say, that person absolutely, he's the epitome of sin. Amalek, the epitome of sin. He represents sin. So if a person, mamis is mushrish bechet, then we say, v'lam ha'shinim ati tikva. It's not shach that they should be chazer b'tshuva. He's a cheftza of sin. If a person is a balavera, so just like a husband and his wife to get divorced, so the balavera can divorce himself from the avera. The yosavera, that's what they usually say in Yiddish folklore, they say that a person is a bar mitzvah, he's a son of a mitzvah. The son and the father can't get divorced. The son is always going to be a son, whether he likes it or not. And a balavera is married to the avera. He can always get divorced from the avera. A person does an avera, it's not part of his being. It's not an essential part of his being. You can always be chazer b'tshuva. So that's what the psukim in Navi are picking up on, the theme of tahara in the sense of tshuva. Tahara represents the possibility of human beings to do tshuva. And even people who did horrible averas can also do tshuva. Even the whole Klal Yisrael sinned with the chet ego. HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused us to sin with the chet ego to teach us the lesson of tshuva. That's how the Gemara says. And tshuva is for most people, unless the person is mamish amushush b'chet. So this is what we should all take to heart. A lot of people feel, I'm already so long into this. What shayach I should do tshuva after so many years of leading a life in this direction? So that's what the kriya of Parshas Par and the Haftarah for last Shabbos is all about. Shayach, everyone should do tshuva.
The rabbi gave on the Parshas Shabbat.
Yeah,
I wonder how I should write
it. Once mentioned in the Birchas Eris, long bracha, and it's a negative bracha over the positive.
Yeah.